Jock, congratulations. Yet another cracking test on Clifton Promise into the lead. Just talk me through. First 10 there as well?
Yeah, it was my first 10 at this level, and it's good that it's on Clifton Promise. I didn't realise I got a 10 actually until I got out. Although I did hear a small noise from the crowd and I wondered, but you never know. As far as Holt Rainback, I think. So, yeah, it's really good.
He's just seems so relaxed as well when the crowd cheered at the end. He just doesn't seem to be bothered by the atmosphere at all.
He's done this a few times now, and he's an experienced horse, and I think that, you know, he's it's almost like he knows it's time to focus, and you know, he doesn't clown around too much at the big ones. And you know, he goes to the little ones and plays around, has his fun, and then when he comes here, he does his job.
It's so unusual though for a racehorse to be so calm as well, an ex-racehorse.
Yeah, as I say, he's been doing it for a long time. He's 15 now, and you know, we have gone through the stages of going in here and not being able to ride him very well. He gets very tense, and you know, it's nice for him to start enjoying the dressage as a racehorse.
And you've had a bit more chance to look at the cross-country course out there. I mean, have you changed your opinions on it at all? What do you make of it?
A little bit, yeah. I don't know if my step's getting bigger or I'm just getting used to the distances, but you know, I have thought about changing some of my plans, and I'll walk it, I'll sleep on it, walk it again in the morning, and yeah. So
does it make much any difference going in with Clifton Promise in the lead into the cross country if you are? I mean, does that make a difference?
It's in the back of your mind, but it's still a long way to go. You know, show jumping can bring a good horse down as well. So I'm not gonna ever feel like I've got it in the bag, not until the end.
And your first horse, Clifton Lush. I mean, I presume when you be sort of plan A is to go direct routes with both of them.
Well, plan A is to go clear and inside the time, or as close as I can to it. And you know, I'm gonna go off the information that I get from the other riders a little bit, and make a plan to suit the horses. You know, I am here to win, and it's not about anything else but winning. So I'm gonna do what I think is the best thing to help me win.